Now we are going to have a conversation with a guy with a big head. Believe it or not, we have an emergency edition of Big Head Betts. Now, I say that because you clones are constantly hammering away and asking, hey, Rome, if there are games every single night, then why does the big head only show his enormous cranium around here on Fridays? And the answer, Mr. Big Head, Mr. Big Head,
Mr. Big Head,
Mr. Big Head loves him some 15-minute work weeks. That's why Mr. Big Head only shows up on Fridays. But I made it very clear to him that that ain't going to fly. That's not going to work. I need more from you, Mr. Big Head. And given that we have an epic battle and one of the games of the year tonight in Buffalo, and we're coming off such an enormous weekend, I informed Mr. Big Head that he needed to get his big ass up in here today for an emergency edition of Big Head Betts. So here we are. Here the bleep we are. Mr. Big Head, how you feeling, man? Especially after an enormous bounce back weekend.
I'm feeling okay, Jim. I mean, I love my gambling and going 4-1 and bouncing back, hitting 80% of my games. But with Ike dying, it's a little bittersweet. I'll miss that veteran. Rest in peace, Ike. I love you.
All right, dude. He's not dead. I don't know exactly what's going on. I did just receive an email from him.
Oh, you did?
So unless he's emailing from the ground, he is still with us.
Come to work, Ike. Yep.
Yeah, so we'll find out. Mr. Big Head, I love the way you just kind of slyly got in there. Yeah, I enjoyed my bounce back weekend. The fact that I got 80% right. How about the one you got wrong? What happened?
The Raiders blew it 3 different times. I could have covered that spread. We would have been a perfect 100%, but the Raiders went Raider and Derek Carr, 2-point conversion, a pick six, a couple different things, a missed touchdown pass, but 80%, Jim, that's good.
I was going to say bitter much. 80% is incredible. 80% is awesome. All right, so because we have an emergency edition of Big Head Betts, why don't we get to our emergency edition of Big Head Betts? Let's do this. Pats at the Bills head, under the lights. You know Bills Mafia has been fueling up all morning long for it. Hell, they probably started yesterday and never stopped. Major grudge match, serious divisional and conference implications, and I have to admit, I have gone back and forth on this one all weekend long. Mm-hmm. I think they're that evenly matched. I like them both that much. I think it's going to be a tough game time call. What has the line done in the last 24 hours or so? Where is it now? Who do you like? The whole thing, Big Head, what's up?
It's moving up and down from 3 to 2.5, and I'll take -2.5 for the Buffalo Bills. I'm going Mafia here, Jim. Look, the Patriots look great, and Mac Jones sure as hell looks like their franchise guy, but I'm going against the rookie on the road tonight. He is 5-0 away from New England, but he has also thrown 3 touchdowns to 3 interceptions in those games, and that was against 4 of the 5 worst-scoring defenses in the NFL, the Jets, Falcons, Chargers, and Texans. Add the Mafia factor in tonight's weather as well. It will be cold, maybe rain or snow, with wind gusts up to 50 miles per hour possibly. It'll be interesting to see how the guy who played at Florida and grew up in Florida handles that. The Bills need to focus on the run game of the Pats and make Mac beat them. Also, I like Josh Allen as the season goes on. Last year, after having an average November like this year, he threw 12 touchdowns to one interception in December, and was even better in January, Jim. I think he makes enough plays tonight to beat Hood and that face licker of a defensive coordinator he has. Bills -2.5.
Oh, he's not chalky, Big Head, after all. Yeah, he is. All right, so, hey, listen, I like it. Everybody is loving the Pats. They're loving the value. They're loving getting points. And I understand why the mob is going that way. Mm-hmm. Head? You know I don't always side with you. Mm-hmm. I'm going to play it. I'm going to agree with you.
Nice.
I don't think that Buffalo has played that poorly this season, but I keep waiting for the real Bills. The real Bills to show up and show us they're the team the most thought that they would be. I feel like we have not seen that this year, at least not consistently. I think this is the night that that team shows up and they handle the Pats and they cover. I, too, will go Bills -2.5.
Hell yes.
All right, a few more things before I cut you loose. You and I are on the same page. Before I cut you loose, I'm curious if you're looking to possibly get down on who might win the AFC East. Update me on that. Who is the favorite right now, and what kind of odds are we looking at for that play, the future play on who wins that division?
So right now you have the Bills as the favorite to win the division at minus 140.
How about that? Let me stop you right there. That's interesting, okay. Right?
Yeah, it's very interesting. I mean, if they win tonight, obviously you're setting pretty good, but the second choice is New England, and that's plus 115. If New England wins tonight, you're looking really, really good. Now, the two teams that don't really matter, let me put them out there first, is Miami, plus 12,000, and the Jets are plus 100,000.
You should hit that, dude.
I know, right? They'd have to...
Put 1,000 on that, dude.
I'd be a rich man. I'd show up once
plus,
a week.
Did you say plus 100,000?
Plus 100,000 to win the AFC East.
What is 100,000 times 100,000? You should do it.
A lot of money, man.
All right. So, why is that even on the board? What's the point of that? Oh, yeah, plus. We're plus 1 trillion to win the division.
Because there's always somebody to throw a little bit of extra money and they'll take it and they'll never hit, right? They got to win all their games. The Patriots would have to lose all their games.
Well, I like that bet.
Yeah, I would too. But
all right. Finish
right
the
here,
thought.
Though, I'd take the Patriots here. They have an easier schedule than Buffalo, and the Bills actually have to play against Tampa and then in New England at New England.
Dude, you're so talking out of both sides of your mouth. So you're taking Buffalo tonight, but you're taking the Patriots to win the division.
Correct.
All right.
Because because New England's played one more game already than the Bills, and then they have an easier schedule from here on out, and then Buffalo has to go to New England, too.
Okay, so what this is an emergency edition of Big Head Bets. I'm getting him to work more than 15 minutes a week. All right, so you got two plays right there. You've got tonight's game. You've got the bigger picture on the division, the AFC East. Elsewhere, let me jump around a little bit. The college football playoff is set. Bama v. Cincinnati, Georgia v. Michigan. How have the lines for those two games moved so far? Where are they right now?
So Alabama opened as a 13-point favorite over Cincinnati. It's moved to 13.5, so it's still under that 14, which is huge, right? Two touchdowns there. The Georgia game, the 3-seed Georgia, opened as a 7.5-point favorite over Michigan, and that, for the most part, hasn't moved at all. So the Bulldogs -7.5, so no surprise. Odds makers love the SEC.
All right, so what do you do with that? Like, there's so much time between now and then, so many things that can happen between now and then. Do you ever try and lock something in early if you love the number, or are you going to wait?
Both, right? So if I always in these games, I hit one probably right away when I see the number, like it would be Alabama. I did not do that this year, but last year I had on one of the games, and then I'll wait for the, because it's always an overreaction, and usually there's big movement on one of them because they're way off. But then if I don't hit them that day of, I'll wait right up to kickoff, and then I'll take both of them, obviously, bet on both of them.
I don't know. It seems to me like if you love Bama, if you love Bama, that 13.5 number is interesting because, to your point, it's not 14 yet. You get that half point. It's something to think about.
And especially it's going that way, too, which I kind of thought it would be. I thought it would be 14 right away or 14.5, so that 13, I should have probably hit that.
Maverick.
But I got a lot riding on the whole thing. So.
Yeah, you do. Oh, okay. I see you, Mav. All right, to that point, if you thought Bama and Georgia were the two best teams in the nation and you hit them both back in September, is that what I'm hearing?
Definitely.
Is that what you're saying?
Yep.
What were the lines back then, and what are they now if you want to jump in?
So before the season
kicked off. To win it all, I mean.
To win it all, yeah, to win the national championship. Before the season kicked off, on the show, I took Alabama at plus 260 as my hedge, and Georgia was my, small shot at plus 700. Right now, Alabama is plus 120, and Georgia is plus 140 to win it all.
Wow.
For numbers' sake, Michigan, if you like Michigan, that's plus 600 to win it all, and Cincy is getting no respect, plus 1600 to win it all.
Do you know, there's something to be said for that. For instance, in my account, if I had an account, I've got some things that I play in the future too. And I got to be honest, I'm really weird about this. I don't know why this bothers me like it does, or it would bother me if it did. Mm-hmm. But you have this money that you park and it's just there. And I'm constantly looking at it and I want access to it. But to your point, if you're smart and you're patient, look at the difference in what the payout could be if you're willing to park that money early in the year, right? Does that bother you at all ever, or does it give you something to enjoy and look forward to all year long?
It gives me something to enjoy all year long on all the sports. It's fun to track each team as the season goes, but also with college football, dude, it's always Alabama and another SEC team, Ohio State or Clemson, right? So it's your best futures bet of any sport. Like college football, you could almost always get the hedge and then maybe take a shot because plus 700 on Georgia, that's a nice payout too. So I'm sitting nice here on both of them.
But yeah, I like that.
Easy.
I like that. That makes sense. All right, so we're continuing with the head. It's an emergency edition of Big Head Bets. Bryce Young played about as well as any Bama quarterback has ever played. And that's not even an overreaction or a hot take factory kind of statement. He was that good in wrecking Georgia this weekend. Is there any way that he doesn't win the Heisman Trophy? In other words, what's more likely, him winning the Heisman or the Jets not winning the East?
Well,
like, what are the numbers? Give me the numbers on both.
So the Jets are 100,000 to win the East, and Bryce Young is around minus 3,500.
In other words, about the same.
Yeah, about the same and all that kind of stuff. I mean, you could probably get the same odds on him not being the 2021 NFL draft number one pick when he's eligible to actually be it, because he's going to be that. He's great. He's going to win this Heisman Trophy as well. He's incredible.
Here's my advice to you clones. Bet against him to win that, and then parlay that into the Jets winning the AFC East. Just kidding, dopes. Don't do that. All right, so I appreciate the emergency edition. I want to reiterate that you are taking the Bills minus 2.5. Anything else you want to hit on the way out the door of this emergency edition of Big Head Bets?
Yeah, so if Ritt didn't die, maybe he's pouting about what you said earlier, the Panthers firing their OC Joe Brady. That is BS. It's a joke. It's a joke of a team. Ass quarterback play, ass protection, dudes who can't catch the ball, and their best player has missed half the season. But yeah, let's fire the OC. It is garbage how they got rid of Joe Brady. I'm not saying he's the answer, but he's a scapegoat here. Horrible, Jim.
I want to ask you something, dude. That sounds almost personal. Are you just doing that and pretending to be that upset because you like cracking on the old man Ritt? Is that really more about Ritt than it is Joe Brady?
No, I always tie Ritt into stuff like that. But, dude, situations matter, and you got to give these guys chances to do something, and Joe Brady had none. Now, Joe Burrow could have made this guy at LSU, but you got to give him a legitimate chance to do it and not the grandson of Dick Hammer throw out there, Sam Darnold, and Cam Newton. Yeah.
Come on, man. Give him a chance here. Take it easy, dude. So on the way out the door, let me just say this. He may butcher the English language. He may fade grammar, but if you're going to fade the head, I understand that everybody needs their own strategy, their own system, their own tactics. But if part of your strategy or your system or your tactics is to fade the big head, that's on you. That's cool, but understand the risk involved. Head, way to bounce back, way to not murder the English language, and let's see what happens tonight. It's going to be fun.
All right, Jim, thanks, man.
You got it. There it is. The Big Head. The emergency episode of Big Head Bets. It seems like anybody and everybody is taking the Pats and the points. He and I are going the opposite way. Sometimes you got to go the other way. And that sometimes would be right now. I'm feeling pretty good about that. I'm going to take the Bills. He's going to take the Bills. Depends on what number you can get, but and that number's moved around a little bit, minus 2.5. And if you're joining us late, Ritt is not dead. Ritt did not go belly up.